The Andy Finn Show is back, and we're still talking about right-wing talk show hosts. And I want to give you a couple more examples of the world of Bill O'Reilly. So this is a clip where he has the same guy, Jed Babin, on, and talking about homicide numbers in Iraq and Afghanistan of prisoners in U.S. custody. And basically, to set the stage here, the New York Times published an article in which they said that at least 26 prisoners have died in American custody in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2002. And the Times got the numbers straight from the Pentagon's database, which is where Babin's got his numbers. But basically what O'Reilly wants his audience to believe, and I suspect a lot of them swallow it, is that the New York Times is sloppy with their numbers and their facts, but that he and his guests are on top of this and bringing you the truth. And, of course, by the time we're done, you'll understand why that is so hilarious.
Thanks for staying with us and Bill O'Reilly in the Factor Investigation segment tonight. You may remember that on March 16th, the New York Times ran a front page headline which said, quote, U.S. military says 26 inmate deaths may be homicide. Now, the Factor came on that same night and said the New York Times report was misleading. One of our military analysts, Colonel David Hunt, put the number at 4, not 26.
Okay, so it turns out that within a couple of weeks, Hunt had changed his story. And O'Reilly may or may not have known that, but it was certainly information that was available by the time O'Reilly did this piece. Because this piece is from March of this year. The rest of the story had happened before then. So Colonel David Hunt is a Fox News contributor and military analyst. And the four he was citing, he later admitted, was four soldiers charged with homicide. The New York Times was not claiming charge. They said cases that were regarded as homicides. Also, O'Reilly claimed that later on in this piece here, you'll hear that they're claiming that they were mixing up justifiable homicides, and the New York Times was intentionally distorting the data by putting in justifiable homicides with homicides that were chargeable if they got to the bottom of them. And the New York Times article is very clear that that's not true. Let's listen to a little more.
Subsequently, we asked the Army to clarify the situation. How many alleged murders are under investigation by military authorities? A simple question. But the answer has been very, very difficult to obtain. Joining us now from Boston is Colonel David Hunt, the author of the upcoming book on terrorism, They Just Don't Get It. And from Washington, Jeb Babin, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense during Bush the Elder's administration. Mr. Babin is in close contact with the Army about this matter and is the author of the book Inside the Asylum.
Close contact with the Army. It makes it sound like he's going to have better information than the New York Times, doesn't it?
Mr. Babin, I, after almost 3 weeks of investigation, still do not know how many potential homicides there are within military ranks in Afghanistan and Iraq. Do you, sir?
Well, I think I know, Bill, and I spent quite a number of hours today trying to dig into it. The long and the short of it is there were something like 87 deaths. Of them, approximately 30 are being classified as possible homicides. The problem that you and I are having is that the Army and the Navy are using the term homicide to not just cover murder, but to cover justifiable homicide, self-defense, and a whole variety of other things.
So it turns out that that is not actually true. The New York Times had this number right.
Mr. Babin, I, after almost 3 weeks of investigation, still do.
So, the New York Times number is as close to right as a number we can get. Hunt was wrong when he said 4. Babin is wrong when he says 30. As classified as possible homicides, but that they're mixing in justifiable self-defense and all of that. Why would you mix self-defense in with that? In any case, what's interesting about all this is what Bill O'Reilly wants his audience to believe is that the New York Times, with all its resources, isn't doing as good a job at getting to the bottom of these things as Bill O'Reilly might, after, although he admitted after 3 weeks of research, because I have no idea what he thinks, what he considers 3 weeks of research. I can't believe with everything else he's got on his plate, he did any real research on this himself. And Babin said he spent quite a number of hours today to get to the bottom of this. I guarantee you the New York Times have got reporters that are not just trying to get a number from somebody, but are looking at the file on each case and trying to help with the classification themselves so they can verify the classification that the Army makes. Newspapers devote tremendous resources to digging out facts. And the idea that me as a radio talk show host, or Bill O'Reilly, or a blogger like any of the bloggers that are out there, are somehow going to do a better job of research than a large organization who are dedicated to getting to the bottom of an issue is ludicrous on its face. I would never presume to say, oh, my data is better. My opinions, I may think, are as good as some of the people on the opinion pages of the New York Times, right? Although I think they're much more experienced and polished and have better connections. But I know my opinions are as good as Bill O'Reilly's because I hear his drivel night after night, and it's quite bizarre the way it works out. So that's just one example. Let me go to another example, and I think I'll play the clip here first and then give you the background on it.
The truth about Guantanamo Bay. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. As we told you last week, the detainee abuse story is being used to undermine the war on terror, at least the way the Bush administration is fighting it. Check out my column posted on BillO'Reilly.com for details on that. Now, over the weekend, Senator Joseph Biden joined the abuse chorus and called for the shutting down of Guantanamo Bay.
Has this become the greatest propaganda tool that exists for recruiting of terrorists around the world? And it is unnecessary to be that in that position. But the end result is, I think we should end up shutting it down, moving those prisoners, those that we have reason to keep, and those we don't, let go.
We asked the senator to appear this evening, but as always, Biden turned us down. He does not like close questioning. But it's amazing to me that he and others actually believe that closing Gitmo would accomplish anything.
Let me stop there, because he says that Senator Joe Biden, a guy who's up for a discussion anytime I've ever seen him on TV, he's saying that he doesn't like close questioning. Well, of course, that's pretty funny when you consider that Bill O'Reilly goes on this diatribe about Media Matters because they do close questioning. Let's continue with his outrage about Biden.
The entire Gitmo situation has been driven by the anti-Bush press and the far-left human rights organizations. As Talking Points mentioned a week ago, there have been abuses by U.S. interrogators down there, but not many. And now we have some stats to back that up. Pentagon report found that there have been more than 28,000 Gitmo interrogations over the past 3 years and only 5 cases of Koran abuse, 2 of which were accidental. And the chief critic from inside Gitmo, former Army translator Eric Saar, said this on The Factor a few days ago.
What was the worst thing you ever saw?
You know, I'm going to pause that there because I don't want to spend all the time that's left going through this. But the worst thing he saw was women sexually teasing the prisoners. Now, we know that prisoners were beaten in Guantanamo. What the thing here is that Bill is willing to accept the word of the military that we haven't done anything wrong here, which I think is interesting for someone who considers themselves an investigative reporter. But the best part about this little piece is what they did to Biden. And when we come back, I'll tell you how Bill O'Reilly took Joe Biden's comments out of context and actually edited them unfairly, and then claimed Biden's idea, which he edited out, as his own idea.